This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Like for you as we approach a new week again. It seems like just like bingo, like the strike of lightning. We've moved from one Monday to the next Monday, and so it goes. We found ourselves into the 15th of August. The Ides of August are upon us. When I say we, Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Our perspective on things bring us around to our experience with things like all the lightning and thunder that we've had in the Northeast. A lot of people around the country, the northern climes anyway, don't see much lightning and thunder on the West Coast. But across the Southwest, there isn't much. When you get into these areas like Louisiana and Mississippi, and then up from there through that whole sector as it gets into the Northeast, Pennsylvania, New York, New England, down in Delmarva, wild thunderstorms, wild lightning. I don't like lightning. I think in a past life I was killed by lightning.
Ooh.
And people, Rich McFadden would always say to me when we were talking about it, oh, I think it's great. I love thunder and lightning. Not me. No, it's very distressing.
I like those storms if I'm inside, not when I'm outside.
Well, yeah, I mean, you feel somewhat protected until you... My experience on Saturday night here in the house was, and it seems like, of course, the distances are hard to gauge because the sky lights up so brightly and you see it. But you feel these storms that they move quickly. They normally are moving at 30, 40 miles an hour. So they're going to move through the area quickly. But I swear, I could have stuck my hand out the window and been hit by lightning on Saturday. It was that close. Ooh.
And you have a lot of tall trees on the farm, right?
Yeah, lots of trees around, lots of things that would attract lightning.
Mm.
I've had lightning strike trees and just cut them in half. I've had animals that have been hit by lightning and it just kills them. We've had that happen over the years. It just is. I remember a cow was killed. She was drinking water out of a metal tub.
Oh,
we have plastic tubs now, but the lightning hit the window. It's attracted to water and to metal and that kind of stuff. So that's roofs.
It's true. I feel better. My apartment complex, we don't have very many big trees around us. But, yeah, at the house I grew up in, we have three huge oak trees in front and three in the back. And we actually had to get one cut down last year because it was dead and we were worried. And that if it was a storm, it would hit it and would come right down on our house.
I had a huge tree when I moved into this house in April. There was a huge maple tree behind the house. Great shade it provided, but I kept looking at it. There were cables everywhere holding it up. And the center, I had the center was all rotten. So I'm thinking the heat will be one thing and having a tree go through the roof is another thing. But that's something, those are attracted. It just... Well, you don't know. But if you go back to the formation of the Earth was formed out of storms, or the storms, wild storms, that were a part, and is a part today, of any new planet. The planets that are formed because the elements in the air create the situation for these sort of violent storms to exist. And it's just part of nature, part of the creation. And those things are not, it's not an anomaly by any stretch of the imagination. They just come because of all of the organic connections, all of the chemical connections that set it up to be right. And the atmospheric conditions, the heat, you all know what it is. And the heat has been something else here. It's been warm in New York, been warm in Washington, warm where I am. Even up in northern New England, temperatures in the 90s. Over the weekend, very, very warm. My car, the indicator only goes to 99 degrees, and it was sort of stuck there for 3 or 4 days, whenever I was in the car, it was always right at 99 degrees. Mm-hmm. The humidity, though, has brought it up so that it was much warmer. It felt like 110, 112, 114. So I just decided yesterday to stay out of it.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, what a lot of people might do, stay in and watch the Olympics, et cetera, et cetera. So I got myself a little bit of an education here, Victoria, with this fellow, the runner. It seems, speaking of lightning, faster than lightning. If this guy just, I mean, as Kara and I were saying before, you turn it on, you watch it, and before you turn your head away, and he's done.
Right.
And yet everybody in the world is talking about
you're referring to, right?
Yeah.
Usain Bolt from Jamaica.
Yeah, Bolt. Yeah. Yep. Right. Just to talk about what a good name for somebody who runs like that, too.
He makes it, he's like Michael Phelps. He makes it look so easy.
Yeah.
Well, the way he just passes
guys
everybody else.
Talent. If you have the talent, then it is easy. Yeah, very easy. So, all right, let's see what we have for good news here in a moment. I'll bring you up to date on some of the things that are happening economically. I'll give you a little bit of a tease. Most of the markets around the world have withstood what happened with Brexit. You know how, what was it, a month ago? When did Brexit happen? A month or so? 5 weeks ago?
A little over a month, yeah.
Over a month, okay. So you listen to the doom and gloomers, these morons in the news media, and they're trying to get you all think, oh, my God, the world's come, buy gold because it's safe and all this other stuff. Well, I'll have you know that China and the Asia markets, London and the European markets, and most of the markets as the week opens here in America, because we're the last ones, the last big markets to open up in the course of a day, all have pulled up since Brexit at 14-15%. So the markets are, on average, 14% higher than they were in June when the vote took place in Britain. And so for all of those who thought, oh, look at this, the world's going to fall apart, European economy's going to go into the bucket, everything's going to suck, that's nonsense. Well, listen, why do you listen to that stuff? It's so contrary. What are we? Why have we trained ourselves or tuned into that negative? And I, by the way, be the first to admit to it, I fall not necessarily for that kind of negative thinking, but I fall for negative thinking sometimes in areas when you're not assessing yourself. Don't fall for that chatter. Your brain gets so full of that gunk that comes from being around watching these 24-hour news channels and all that crud.
And the fear-mongering. And, I mean,
and
even
social media and all of the stuff that's there. Ay, ay, ay.
Even when you were the one who warned everyone, don't sell Apple right now. If you have Apple, this is not the time to sell it. No. And, of course, it's, you know, going to go back as always. And the new iPhone, everyone's totally buzzing about again.
Yeah.
So,
right.
It's, you know, I agree. Stay in the positive.
All right, 14 past the hour. Speaking of that, Olympic athletes have tapped into super beats. What a great example. This is, I think, the best opportunity that we've had in the 2 years we've been talking about super beats to really bring it home. The athletes, what they have done. I was looking at the Journal of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Yes, I read those sorts of things, ladies and gentlemen, and that contributes to my nerdiness, in a manner of speaking. The combination, nitric oxide and all the other things that are in super beets, you know, it's loaded with antioxidants and vitamins and minerals, all really great things. Super beets is a functional food that helps create nitric oxide in your body, the natural dietary nitrates that you need to open up your arteries and get the blood everywhere, your brain, your muscles. And this is where it comes in so handy for the Olympic athletes or any athletes. Getting blood to your muscles is what makes you perform. I wonder if Bolt uses super beets. I'd be interested to know. A lot of these people find that this is fantastic because your blood vessels open up by 62% with just one glass. It's like having arteries of a 30-year-old if you're 60. That's why I like it. Thank you. And you can see pictures. You look in that book that they'll give you when you order, 800-655-4183, the number to call, and take what the Olympic athletes are doing to heart. Do it for yourself. 800-655-4183 is the order line. When you call and you're making your first order, they'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry free. And that book, Beat the Odds, has pictures of your arteries in it and what the before and after looks like every time you have a glass of stimulating Super Beats. This is the ticket, nitric oxide and Super Beats, the easiest way for you to keep your blood pressure in the good zone. 800-655-4183. I can go on talking about this. As you know, you've heard me talking about this. I go on and on because it's really something that's proven. Anybody who takes their blood pressure and keeps it where it's supposed to be as you get older, this is a real booster. 800-655-4183. Get started with Super Beats if you haven't. You can order them also at DougLikesBeats.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler. As a home improvement expert for the Money Pit, I get to try out lots of great products, and I featured the new Generac IQ2000 portable inverter generator on Fox and Friends. Wow, was everyone impressed. If you're looking for portable power for tailgating, camping, parties, or when the power goes out, you'll love the Generac IQ2000. It's quiet, smart, easy to use, and it's just $799, hundreds less than a Honda generator. The Generac IQ is the most versatile generator I've seen and will make sure you're never out of power. Order now and get free shipping, plus the first 100 listeners get a free copy of my book, Your Guide to Every Home Improvement Adventure. But the only way to get this offer is to visit GeneracIQ.com or call 800-965-1172. For free shipping and a free copy of my book, call 800-965-1172. That's 800-965-1172 or online at GeneracIQ.com. GeneracIQ.com.
Christian Faith Publishing is looking for Christian authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Christian Faith Publishing reviews each and every book submitted to them, and they give you their feedback. And if they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So whether you've written an inspirational work, a novel, a children's book, poetry, or a biography, and want to get it published, you need to call Christian Faith Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-515-6417 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-515-6417. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-515-6417. That's 800-515-6417. Work with a publisher who shares your core Christian values of integrity and honesty. Call Christian Faith Publishing at 800-515-6417 for your free author submission kit.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
This portion of the program brought to you by Burger King Breakfast. Burger King Breakfast, the crust sandwich. You said you love those crust sandwiches.
I do.
I think, Victoria.
I do.
$4 only at Burger King. Price and participation vary. All right, so here's some more good news. I suppose it depends on whether you think this is good news. Nissan Motor Company has come up with a new type of gasoline engine. It says we'll make most of the advanced diesel engines obsolete. The engine uses variable compression technology. Engineers say it allows the engines at any given moment to choose compression ratios. So it's almost like the engines that shut off at the lights now.
Oh, yeah.
That's very dangerous. I wouldn't buy a car that had that option, and I just don't.
Isn't that like in a Prius? The hybrids,
right, you can get them,
that,
all
right?
Of them. The new Rovers have them. Yeah, no, they have been all the new expensive cars have them. The BMW does, Volkswagen. I mean, the upscale Volkswagen car, which is the Porsche. Imagine that, a Porsche is a Volkswagen.
That's crazy. I never knew that.
Yeah, you didn't? Yeah.
No, I never knew that.
Yeah. Porsche is a Volkswagen. All right. 21 after the hour. I'm Doug with Kara and Victoria.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Turn your magic on. Let me see you say everything you want to dream away. We are legends every day. That's what she told me.
Unmistakable sound of Chris Martin and Coldplay. Interesting, Martin has accepted the position of the Global Citizen Festival's curator, and he's committed for the next 15 years of the... This is a big concert in Central Park. Takes place in September. A whole army of people coming September 24th to New York, headlining the festival this year. Rihanna. Kendrick Lamar. I don't know much about Kendrick Lamar. What do we know about him, Victoria?
He is a rapper who's extremely intelligent, very well revered by kind of everyone, really. If you're a fan of rap, yeah, he's been a very influential figure in terms of bringing together both sides peacefully. No anti-police, but yet strong messaging. He's a really interesting guy.
All right, Selena Gomez is also a headliner this year.
Her popularity just keeps going up and up. It amazes me. I didn't think she'd get a little more popular.
Did she take a swipe at the Worm this weekend?
She did. That's her ex-boyfriend, so she told him, you know, don't complain to your fans if they don't like who you posting pictures of your girlfriend. Just keep it private.
Yeah, I don't believe in that, though. I don't believe that people should be allowed to bully people on social media just because they're celebrities. Like, get a life.
Right.
What do you mean,
well, all
bully?
These little girls wish they were dating him.
Well, he posted pictures with his supposed new girlfriend, and then whether they were his fans or Selena Gomez's fans, I don't know. But all of them were commenting, you know, mean stuff, and so she told him, oh, if you don't want to get hate, don't post on social media. I don't believe in that.
All right. Okay, we got you.
Thanks, my personal
Major,
opinion.
Is it Laser? Major Laser?
Yep.
What's his story?
This is a group that I don't really follow, but I know that they're definitely building in popularity. They've been opening for a lot of other larger acts, so.
Shocking that I don't know anything about them, but I do know.
DJs, right?
Who's your what?
DJs.
Are they DJs?
Yeah.
Okay, right. So, Metallica's going to be there. I got that picture.
Boy, who dragged them out of the coffin?
Oh, my. That is drastic of you to.
No, they haven't been anywhere. Well, I mean, because, come on, where have they been? No one's heard about Metallica since, like, what, the early 2000s?
That I remember. I remember playing their music when I was a jock at an alternative station in the early 70s.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Oh, yeah. They were around then.
I didn't know that.
Around a long time. Yep. Yep, yep, yep. Their album covers were awful. Oy. All right, let's see. Who else is going to be performing? Usher is performing. That Lawn Festival, the Global Citizen Festival. Ellie Goulding. Talked a lot about her lately. Why is that?
I think her last album came out in 2015. It did really well. And she did a headlining tour. She played the Glastonbury Festival and did well. Yeah. But, yeah, I think she's doing a one-off show just because of this festival.
Eddie Vedder.
That is a name you can identify with. Eddie Vedder.
Sounds really good live, too.
Yeah.
I have never
Cat Stevens will be there.
That's great.
Yousaf Islam.
Not a Canadian.
No.
Yes.
I saw the host.
Joke from Friday.
this goes on all day and all night, apparently.
Yeah.
Chelsea Handler will be one of the festival hosts. Hugh Jackman. Neil Patrick Harris. Is it Priyanka Chopra? I think it's daughter of Deepak Chopra. Salma Hayek and Seth Meyers. So the only one that doesn't fit there is Hugh Jackman in terms of but all the rest of those people you can sort of see as hosts. I don't see.
Well, he's hosted the Tony Awards and the Oscars.
Yeah, okay. 50,000 free tickets given away. Is a catch. You have to earn the tickets by writing posts on social media to various world leaders, senators, and organizations using your platform to raise awareness for various causes supported by Global Citizen. 28 after the hour.
Make the best of what is presented to you. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. When Pablo Picasso was in elementary school, he was considered a poor student and was often punished by being sent to a room where he sat on a bench in isolation from the other students. He used his time on that bench, however, to take a pad of paper and draw nonstop. Picasso, of course, eventually became the most famous and innovative painter of the 20th century. And you no doubt have faced, and will continue at times to face, situations that are seemingly meaninglessly hurtful. But, like Picasso, you also have the ability to make the best of what life presents to you. When you're looking for support to help you bring out your best in the face of every obstacle you encounter, visit Dr. ChristianConti.com.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings Event, save $3,000 on all 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase of lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase of lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm looking at some of the trending stories. Victoria and Kara and I here to bring things into focus, if you will. Follow us Twitter at Good Day Show. The comments that lots of folks have, facebook.com/Good Day. The National Guard will be activated but not deployed in Milwaukee after the unrest there over the weekend, protests over a police shooting. Another one of those stories, 9 shootings, 5 people killed, And so the protests continue, looted gas stations, all that nonsense that goes with this stuff. What else is there to say? I mean, what else? You look at this and you just see another Monday mayhem report of who gets shot and why they get shot. Ryan Lochte and three other Team USA swimmers were robbed. I chuckle at this. They were going back into the Olympic Village, and a couple of guys showed up with some badges. Badges, badges, we don't need no stinking badges. And took them out, and Ryan Lochte says, I'm not getting on the ground. And the guy put a gun to his head, so I guess he decided to go to the ground. And they didn't take their IDs, they just took their dough. I think that was it. And then Kara said that he called his mother afterwards and told her how upset he was. He seemed to be a little, when interviewed, he seemed a little more calm, cool, and collected than however he sounded to his mother, apparently.
He was panicked. The guy put the gun onto his forehead or something. It's terrifying.
Right. Yep. All right, so over the weekend, there have been a lot of people who have had a tough time. We've all been talking about it. The weather, excessive temperatures. I don't know what that means. What is excessive? Temperatures are what they are. Excessive according to whom? Mother Nature has determined that she wants it hot. See how the old movie, Some Like It Hot? Well, some people like it hot. Some people don't. I have a Jamaican working here on the farm, and he said to me over the weekend, yesterday, we were out ripping some bushes and trees out along a fence line, and he said to me, it's hotter here. You know, you think of Jamaica and the Caribbean as being pretty hot, and whenever I've been down there, it's pretty humid. But he said that he felt this past week like it was hotter and more unpleasant, uncomfortable here than it was there.
Yeah.
Which is sort of interesting when you get right down to it. But a couple of people died in Philadelphia over the weekend, and you had it hot in New York, Kara. What's the temperature been like? Pretty much the same in Washington, I think. Hasn't it been for the past
couple of weeks? Yeah, it was in the upper, well, not upper 100s, but like 105, something like that, on Saturday and Sunday. It actually
up in the 100s.
Yeah. It was, I think, 75 when I left this morning, which was cool compared to the last few
days. I know, it does feel cool. I just opened up all the doors and windows because we had the air conditioning on over the weekend, and there's a nice breeze blowing in here into my studio. Very nice.
And I think that's been one of the issues, is it's been so still. You know, with the humidity, I go outside and there's no breeze moving, and it just feels like there's sweat dripping down you.
Well, Jamaica and the islands always have some trade winds, so there is always a constant breeze, even if it is hot.
Yeah. The mayor of Cannes in France has issued an ordinance banning burkinis. I did not say bikinis. I said burkinis. Burkinis. This is a beach dress that some Muslim women are wearing. The mayor's reasoning was that the burkini shows blatant religious affiliation and is not respectful of good morals and secularism. Huh? Good morals? What's that got to do? All right, let's listen to the story from the mind of the mayor of Cannes.
This is a burkini. It's a swimsuit worn by some Muslim women, and it was recently banned on public beaches in Cannes, France. The city's mayor imposed the summer ordinance, which bans beach clothes that aren't respectful of good morals and secularism. The order says beach wear, which ostentatiously displays religious affiliation when France and places of worship are currently the target of terrorist attacks, is liable to create risks of disrupting public order. France has seen an uptick in violent attacks, including the truck incident in that killed 84, and the murder of a priest, which ISIS claimed responsibility for. But even before this most recent wave of violence, France's burqa ban across the country was upheld by the European Court of Human Rights in 2014. In an interview with a French outlet, the mayor said veils, Jewish kippahs, and crosses will still be allowed on public beaches.
That'll go over well.
Yeah.
If you're banning this based on open, you know, religious
morals? What kind of, you're making a judgment on the morals of people by what they wear? Hello, have you seen some of the stuff they wear?
Don't you have French to ban women? Bikinis then?
Yeah, give me a break.
Well, those are French morals. They're very different from regular morals.
I have to remember that. All right, let's talk about the things that are happening as people get ready to go back to school. The washing machine company Whirlpool, RCA, trying to make the connection between clean clothing and school attendance. It has a program now called the Care Counts program. Company announcing students who were able to get their clothing cleaned at school had improved attendance. Listen to this. Whirlpool surveyed teachers across the country and found 1 in 5 students struggle with access to getting clean clothing. There's a reality something here that is almost bizarre. One of the students said, "We have a washer and a dryer at home. It's just that our electricity was shut off." The pilot program worked by identifying children whose school experience might have been hindered by a lack of clean clothing. Whirlpool installed washer and dryer sets in participating schools and also provided the cleaning supplies. For example, in Fairfield, California, there was a teacher who helped inspire the idea before the program was implemented in her school. The teacher used to wash students' clothing at her own house. Teacher says, quote, "Many of our students are transient. Some are homeless, so they might stay with family members, but they don't have a stable home or money or resources." The company lets each district decide how many washers and how to run the program. For example, in Fairfield, teachers take turns cleaning the clothing that students drop off. The program is currently in 17 schools in Fairfield, for example. Also, a St. Louis company has plans to expand the program. So,
it's incredible, right? You just don't, I mean, we're so fortunate.
We talked about something similar to this a couple of weeks ago when it became obvious. I forget what the gist of it was, except that I remember hearing a story about one child who only had 2 changes of clothes, I was talking about one kid that I remember being in school with who wore the same clothing, and I'm trying to remember whether this was when I was teaching school or whether I was in school. Kid had the same clothes on every day.
Yeah.
Every day, same clothes. They got washed on the weekend. That was it. So, and is that, are we changing? Do we expect every day, do you change your clothing every day and wash your clothes? Some people change every day and wash their clothes every time you wear them. Do you do that, ladies? You wash your clothes every time you wear them?
It depends on what it is, but I don't know. Kara, do you? I mean, I don't have a laundry. We don't have laundry in our building. So on weekends in the summertime,
is that what you do?
Yes, we can do drop-off service, but most of the time I just take it to my mom's house. So we walk
in the door. Where's the washing machine?
I told my mom, I go, "Mom, most parents complain that their kids move away and never need them again. I still need you." And she's like, "Yeah, thanks."
Need the washing machine.
Yeah, I mean, I wear different clothes every day, but especially, I mean, delicate shirts that tend to get wrinkled, I'll normally wear those once and then wash it, but for something like jeans that are a little bit hardier, I don't wash those every time I wear them.
But imagine being in a situation where you don't have a washing machine and or a dryer. I mean, we didn't have a dryer when I was a kid. Just hung the stuff out on the clothesline.
Yeah, I mean, I have to pay for my washing and drying because I don't have one in my specific apartment. There's just a few for the apartment complex, but I mean, I still have the luxury of, Well, I've got a stain on my pants, and I've only worn them once. I can wash it whenever I want to.
Yeah. It's things like this that we take for granted the time. Yeah. We just don't even think that this is an issue, that kids aren't going to school because they don't have clean clothes.
And
in America, in the United States, and that's what we constantly forget.
Well, but on the other side of it is, if school is becoming nannies, is it up to the schools to wash and dry kids' clothing?
But if the parents aren't around, I mean, these teachers are keeping children in school and giving them a chance at an education by doing their laundry.
But the reality to this is there are some students who get breakfast, lunch, and if they're involved in after-school programs in some jurisdictions, they get dinner. I know that we have a program in Framingham called Hoops and Homework that I've helped support. And one of the things that happens, these kids after school, they get involved and they stay there till 6 o'clock. And if there are no parents at home, there's a way for them to get a meal that's attached to this program. So that's why I said the nanny, the school becomes the nanny, because in many instances, society has created this reality so that they have breakfast, lunch,
possibly,
and dinner.
Possibly. What's the better option? We talk about what kids do if they're not in school and if they don't have a job and they don't have parents at home. You know, they go out and...
This is better than having no place to go.
Yeah, they go out and end up maybe committing crimes or doing things because they just don't have anything else to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say in this situation, getting them to come to school, and even if it's by doing this, that's better than the alternative.
We can have a philosophical conversation about why it's changed, why the laws have changed to keep even people that grew up on a farm, supposedly you're not supposed to work on the farm until you're 14, and if some goon from the government comes and finds you having your child work on the farm. I started working on the farm when I was 8, and there are plenty of examples of kids being big enough, strong enough. I mean, for heaven's sakes, farmers used to have the number of children they had was predicated by the number of people they needed to work on the farm. That's how you decide how many kids to have. You need 4 kids on the farm? Okay, we'll have 4 kids. You need 6? We'll have 6. That's the way it was. And they were working as soon as they were physically able to work, picking peas for a quarter a basket, that kind of stuff. When you're 8 years old, go out in the pea patch and you pick a basket of peas, you get paid a quarter for it, that kind of stuff. And so what has changed now? Why can't that still be a reality? There's no good reason why that still couldn't go on, frankly. I object to
this isn't really a farm issue. This is more of an inner city issue.
No, but I'm saying what we have done through legislation has made it impossible for some kids who are able-bodied at 12 to work, not to work, because somebody decided that at 14 you're okay, but at 12 you're not. And
right.
That's nonsense. Everybody's different. And so to keep people from being able to work, and then, as Kara suggested, they get into trouble or they have anything to do. You know, we've moved away from the agrarian economy, and in many ways that has been to our detriment. Lots of different ways it's been to our detriment. And this may be one of them, but it is reality, and that's why we're talking about it, because it's real. It's 48 past the hour on Good Day.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over.
Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored.
I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored.
That's affirmative, Control.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes?
That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want.
Wow, that is exciting.
Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
We're excited to announce that the pharmacy you trust is now in the store you love. Because CVS Pharmacy is now at Target. So you can expect more, even when it comes to your health. Our CVS pharmacists give expert advice on everything, from dosage instructions to side effects to drug interactions. We'll help fill your prescriptions while you fill your shopping cart. CVS Pharmacy, now at Target.
Have
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
It's Tech Talk time, 53 past the hour.
I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, focused on a new bracelet. What kind of technology can be connected to a bracelet? Well, wouldn't you like to know? And if you would like to know, we'll have the explanation in a moment here.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. Because better equipment means better work and getting more done. And keeping you working is what we do best. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a hobbyist or a seasoned professional on deadline, go to Bailey.com now and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend. Over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build, repair, or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H, Bailey. Because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our Geico bill with the Geico app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the Geico app. Thank you.
Let's get back to Tech Talk
and this new bracelet that trains your mental focus. How's this work, Victoria?
Well, it's called the Sona, and it's a connected bracelet. Sona has been developing technology that's in the category of called wearable tech. And most of the time, it's a smartwatch or a Fitbit, things like that. Now, it's getting a little more chic, and now we're getting into connected jewelry. And so this is a very elegant, chic leather band. It comes in white or black, and it has a tiny buckle on it, and that also comes in rose gold, yellow gold, silver. So it's good for men and women. And this basically, this very intelligent, very high-tech little piece of leather, which seems very unassuming on your arm, can guide you through 5 different points of meditation throughout your day, depending on what activity you're doing. It has a very advanced heart rate monitor that doesn't just take your natural BP, but it also lets you know what's happening in between all of your heart rates, like in between your heartbeats. They say that's where you also need to know what's going on. So it's a really interesting high-tech thing. A lot of health people are getting into it, and physical trainers are recommending this to their clients. A lot of therapists are recommending this to their clients, to their patients, because as you know, you and I both are fans of guided meditation. The app that goes with it will show you how and when to breathe and guides you through the different types of meditation, because you need a different meditation before you go to bed than you do in the morning and sometimes in the afternoon. And it all is dependent upon your stress levels, which it monitors throughout the day. And it's actually right now, this newest version of the Sona bracelet is available for a limited time for $149, and the app is free. Yeah. And this was actually developed, Resonance is the name of the type of breathing. It was developed for the Russian cosmonaut program in the 1960s to help reduce their stress going in and out of the atmosphere.
All right, so picture this. You want to have technology. Yesterday, I'm in my studio. I have an office and I have my studio. In my studio, I have most of the computer, most of the tech stuff. And so I found somebody actually directed me to a new meditative mantra, and I clicked on it, and I don't know what made me do this, but I just laid on the floor, on the rug on the floor, and listened to it. I went to sleep. I was for about 60 minutes. I was just out on the floor with my hands in my chest, but I went to sleep on the floor listening to this magnificent piece. It was actually a chant, and I had never heard it before, never even heard of it before, but it put my head in a whole different place, so that it was the inspiration for me spending, instead of the rest of the day out in 106 degrees, I stayed inside and just worked over a lot of stuff. That's where this is, you need a distraction sometimes from what the realities are. And this is a good way to do it, lower the stress level. So good report. Thank you, 59 after.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com.